Hello, friends. So this morning, the past week, I've been dealing with a support request. So maybe like 2 weeks ago, it started. Somebody sent a message saying they canceled or tried to get a refund, or maybe I refunded them or they triggered their own. I don't know, whatever. They were like, I want to cancel my LiveWire subscription. No problem. Can you refund me? I'm like, sure, whatever. Refund them. Like a week or two later or something, it's like, oh, I didn't receive any refund in PayPal. I paid with PayPal. And I'm like, it's probably just taking time, whatever. They reach back out and they go, I still haven't received the refund. And at this point, so this is just fascinating because I already have like, I don't know, I guess my attitude wasn't the greatest, but I was being, you know, a normal support person. And it's like, granted, this is like $16. So it's like, is this really that big of a deal? So there's a part of me that I was going to even say at one point, like, can I just like PayPal you $16 personally? So I don't have to like keep dealing with this, but kept dealing with it, whatever. And this entire time I'm thinking either there's a small chance that you're pulling one over on me and trying to get more money or something. But I didn't really think that that was reality. What I thought was something went wrong on their end. And it's not my problem. Like, it's at least Lemon Squeezy's problem, the payment processor for LiveWire screencasts. But even then, like, they're a payment processor. They, like, I can go in the Lemon Squeezy app and I can see the events and I can see that the refund was triggered on which date and that their subscription is canceled and that all those things have happened. So it's like Lemon Squeezy's taken care of. This is your problem and I'll entertain you. But it's your problem and I'm right and you're wrong. You know, it's this like weird feeling of like, I don't know. So they bring it back up and I'm like, this is just wild for $16, you know, but whatever. Okay. I'll send Lemon Squeezy a support email, a support request saying, giving them the entire story, giving them your order number, telling them all the details of what's going wrong. It's like the last thing that I could possibly do. You know, it's like, I can't do anything else beyond this. After that, I'm just going to donate $16 to your PayPal account so that you're happy or something. Well, I got an email back this morning from Lemon Squeezy and they were right. Lemon Squeezy was like, we just checked on it and indeed, the refund was not processed correctly. That's what Lemon Squeezy said. They manually resolved this and the customer should see the PayPal. And then they're like, we'll also investigate what caused this. Most likely some sort of unexpected sync error between us and PayPal. So two kind of random takeaways this morning. One is your users might be right, you know, even, and this isn't just like a user thing. It's just like weird things happen. And what you think, like what is most likely to happen isn't what always happens. And I think, I mean, that's just what we all do. We have that attitude. But with this, I just had the attitude that something's wrong on your end. Maybe what it is, here's why this is interesting to me. Because to me, a payment processor is a rock solid thing. You know, it's a big financial application, so they have to deal with all sorts of scrutiny and security, auditing and meeting standards and just to be around as a financial application, they have to be rock solid. It's a machine that is dialed in, you know, like if I do like a wire transfer to you, you know, I know it goes through like tons of legacy systems and takes forever, but there's no doubt in my mind that the amount that I sent is going to be removed from my account and added to your account. You know, there's no doubt in my mind about that. It's just like a force of the universe. I don't think that there's a possibility that something's going to go wrong with that because like these are just such rocks. I don't know. It's just this black box that I trust. But so the funny thing is, and I generally, that has been my experience. I don't think I've used any sort of bank app or payment processor app and seen weird things happen, you know? But Lemon Squeezy, so I didn't want to like tweet about this publicly or anything because I'm not looking to like create like a smear campaign. And I am still happy that I picked Lemon Squeezy for all this stuff. But this is like, it's Lemon Squeezy's a Laravel app and it's a startup and there's bugs. And those bugs have to do with money, which is crazy. So I guess I don't know what I'm here to say. I'm just here to say that I was like really surprised by this. And this has happened. There've been other things like this where, you know, some like somebody has an order and just something's missing, or I was getting duplicate order numbers for orders. So like somebody would submit an order and then it would go in the database. Somebody else would submit an order, and then that order would have the same order number as some other random order. Maybe it was at the same time, it's like a race condition or something. And then one of those orders would get like, wouldn't get added to my system because it would, there'd be like a database unique key conflict. And rightly so, there shouldn't be two orders with the same order number. And so even if they did change the order number, you can't like replay a webhook from Lemon Squeezy. So at least to my knowledge, I don't think you can. So I can't like trigger the webhook again to get it back into the database. I have to like manually create a new entry in the database, and like, which takes probably 5 minutes because I have to add all these individual fields and whatever. Anyway, so this has kind of been my experience, that it's like, it's the new app, it's a disruptor app, but they've struggled with, maybe this is a Lemon Squeezy smear campaign. They've struggled with like a handful of things, and it's just surprising to me, you know, because I use Paddle for other stuff, and Paddle's rock solid. You know, it's like a time-tested, rock-solid application. They don't do as much as Lemon Squeezy, but it's rock-solid. And Stripe, even more so, is, you know, it's, you can just trust it. And maybe that's naive. Maybe you can't trust these apps as much as I think you can. But it's weird, having going with a startup, and especially Lemon Squeezy, I think, is like getting a reputation in my head for like, you don't trust that there's not bugs that are going to mess with your money. You got to like check stuff, which is alarming and might be a reason enough to not choose them. Their fees are higher than I thought. Their fees are higher than Paddle. They're pretty opaque about those fees until you actually get them. And then you go, oh, you know, these fees weren't as low as I thought they would be. And their customer support stunk. I think they've prioritized me, or maybe they've actually fixed the problem. But one of the reasons I went with a small startup is like, you take on some extra risk that they're not going to be around, or that there might be like a hiccup here and there, but you get awesome things like real people responding to your every request and problem because they're growing and they need to know this stuff. And they're, you know, but they blew up after the Gumroad 10% max exodus, and they tried to get a bunch of customers from Gumroad, and they did successfully. And this is apparently what happened, because apparently their customer support was awesome. I was told that that was like a reason to use them, but their customer support's been nothing but horrible in my experience, weeks and weeks. And so I've complained about this publicly enough that like, I think they at least are like, if Caleb submits a support request, get back to him right away, because otherwise he's going to write a tweet and everybody's going to dogpile, which is a little bit what happened. The one time I wrote like an actually really fair and decent Lemon Squeezy tweet, but did include my criticisms. But maybe they just ramped up their support. Maybe they hired a bunch of support people and just changed it. I'd like to believe that, because this one they got back to me in a day, which is way better than the 2 weeks it was taking to hear back from them. So anyway, I don't know. I'm just complaining about Lemon Squeezy, I guess, but I was just really surprised that, interesting, the entire system on my end says all of the events that happened, but the event didn't actually happen, and it's money. And I don't think there's a lot of people who are going to like track a $16 refund. So how many other people like actually didn't get their money or weren't getting their money? For all I know, PayPal refunds didn't even work for the past month, you know, who knows, which is kind of alarming. So, and I actually did hear from somebody internally at Lemon Squeezy that, you know, sort of was like, well, can I even say that? I heard from somebody at one point that like, hey, psst, Lemon Squeezy's app is like not good. Like there are so many bugs. You would be like, what, how is this like legal? And how is this still, are we still in business? So I have heard that, like, you know, basically this, it's like, instead of looking at Lemon Squeezy as this like nice polished startup product, like it appears to be, probably that's a good way to look. Again, this is turning into a smear campaign, but maybe look at Lemon Squeezy like the app you work on every day that has like, is really old, maybe it's not really old, but is has to like add a bunch of stuff really fast, and so it's like buggy and there's all sorts of random stuff that happens and you're constantly playing bug whack-a-mole, that might be more like what's going on under the hood. And do you want your app on a platform like that? I don't freaking know. I'm not sure I do, but I'm here. I'm in it. I'm not going to change it anytime soon. So see ya.